Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
WBQT. WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A change in COVID testing in Massachusetts. Today's the deadline to clear Mass and Cass, and a new celebrity baby has arrived. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, it's the biggest debate of the week. Was Kodak Black having sex in a suite at the Florida Panthers game last night?
Leroy has your sports.
Looks like we need to say a prayer for the Pats.
COVID-19! I blow. The wind of God!
The wind of God!
On you.
God, every time I hear that. But first, new guidance on COVID testing from the Mass Department of Public Health, as Governor Baker announced when residents should now get tested. One, if you're having symptoms, and two, if you're a confirmed close contact of someone who has COVID. He also announced that a positive COVID-19 antigen test, the at-home test, does not need to be confirmed with a PCR test, and that employers, schools, and childcare should not require a test as a condition of returning to work or school. Man, this all just gets more and more confusing every day as things change. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I just can't wait till we can fake it and, you know, have those digital cards. And eventually just like have a digital fake. Yeah, I took a test. It came out negative type of thing.
Great.
I tried doing the digital thing yesterday. I couldn't figure it out. It was like so many hoops you had to jump through.
I just have a picture of mine on my card, on my thing. Yeah. Again, you're showing it to...
I mean, I have my card laminated in my purse, but...
I haven't shown my vaccine card yet to somebody who like is really paying attention to it.
Yeah.
They're just like, let me see something that looks like a vaccine. Okay, come in.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. And it could be a teenager, it could be an adult. Like, they're just like, let me see. Okay, that's a reasonable facsimile.
Yeah. I went to the Boston Pops over the holiday break, and they looked at
fancy.
It. They looked at it pretty. They were like, okay, go.
Did you sip champagne?
No.
Did you
I didn't.
Look down upon people with your nose up in the air?
I didn't. Oh, I had a lot of fun, though.
Then you haven't lived, my friend.
Shut up. <Wow. laughs>
Today's the deadline to clear the encampment in the area known as Mass and Cass. As of this week, 83 people have relocated to temporary housing, but there are still 62 residents who haven't moved out of the area. The city is focusing on getting people into warm and safe housing, with more than 150 units now available in shelters across the city, as well as the new Shattuck Cottages.
Melissa, did you go, when you went to the Boston Pops?
What the?
Did you?
What? No, I did not.
Oh, my God. Then you wasted your time.
Did you say, did you guys talk like, I do declare?
No.
Did you ring a bell at any point for something?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God.
I didn't drink wine and eat cheese.
She went to the Boston Pops on Mass and Cass.
I did. Oh, my God.
God help us.
You are so stupid.
New celebrity baby to tell you about. Congratulations to the real co-host, Jeannie Mai Jenkins, and her husband, Jeezy. Jeannie made the announcement on Instagram saying, I asked God for a life of love and happiness. He sent me my family. Baby Jenkins is here. And this is Jeannie's first child and Jeezy's third. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, before I get to the big stories of the day, because there's a lot of them, there's a quick side note here. Remember yesterday I was telling you guys that a woman claimed to find $300,000 in a duffel bag that supposedly belonged to Nelly, and she returned it and then only got $100 in return?
Vaguely.
Nelly says the whole story is a lie. Commenting on Instagram, he wrote, super cap, I didn't lose ish. I don't know what bag or whose bag they're talking about, but it damn sure wasn't mine. So that mystery has been solved. Drake is shooting down rumors that he puts hot sauce in his used condoms so women can't use the sperm. Over the weekend, a rumor blew up from one Instagram chick that said that Drake makes it a habit to put hot sauce in his used condoms, but he seemed to respond kind of in an Instagram post. He put up a picture yesterday with the caption, you can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. A former UNLV basketball player is accusing Trey Songz of rape. Dylan Gonzalez posted a statement on Instagram yesterday with the caption, "Be strong, not silent." And she said, quote, "With what seems like endlessly reoccurring news of the alleged sexual assaults committed by Trey Songz, I am forced to repeatedly relive in my mind and suffer anew the long-suppressed horror and unbearable PTSD of my rape by his very hands at a well-known Vegas hotel." Now, she doesn't go into detail, but she does encourage anyone who's a victim of sexual assault to speak up, and then says she is pursuing legal options. Trey Songz reps are denying the incident and say he will be fully exonerated. And was he or wasn't he? This is the big debate of the day. The question, was Kodak Black having sex in a luxury box at the Florida Panthers game last night? The video's gone viral. It shows Kodak and a young woman. I did a little investigating. Her name's Essence. She's an upcoming rapper. And they are doing at least some very serious twerking. It definitely looks like they are having sex, but there's another camera angle that may show something different, but you can be the judge. The video is up on our Get Up Crew Facebook page. We put it out on Twitter. We're asking the question, what do you think is going on?
Let me see. Hold on. Yes. Let me see. Okay, my conclusion is...
I just had sex.
Yo, if you're going to be doing that much, you might as well just have sex. You know what I'm saying? If you're at the point where people are questioning whether or not you're having sex and they're assuming you're having sex, have sex.
I mean,
you're already there. Things are rubbing.
You're already there.
Yeah.
Things are rubbing. Okay.
Things are definitely rubbing.
At least. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. Women's football is moving on up. The Women's Football Alliance has signed a TV deal with ESPN. So congratulations to them. And remember, the Boston Renegades are the reigning three-time back-to-back-to-back champs of the league. Mm. The season begins April 9th, so check it out. Romero, you got something to say? I can see, you know, I can only see half of his face, but the
why
top
give
half.
Him, why
I,
give him the open? Because you know he does.
Because I'm curious. I just want to know, what is it?
Three championships in a row?
Yes.
Name me their quarterback.
Allison Cahill.
You looked that up.
I mean, hey. What you want? I mean, what you
or know? You're making up the name, because either way, I believe you.
Tuukka Rask.
You could have said Kodak Black, and I would have been like,
oh,
okay,
God. Tuukka Rask is back with the Bruins. The goalie signed the one-year, $1 million deal. Antonio Brown, believe it or not, admitted that the way he left the Bucks was unprofessional and unnecessary. I can't believe it. And the Pats-Bills wild card game is only 3 days away, but COVID done showed up. Pats starting cornerback Jalen Mills was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. The Pats also placed rookie cornerback Sean Wade on the list.
Jesus,
God damn, know. Please,
that's Christ.
Please don't spread throughout the team. Bruins, Canadians tonight at 7. Celtics, Pacers also at 7. And that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. Devontae Williams is an Uber driver. And he was stuck. Remember that I-95 snowstorm in Virginia that people were in for hours and hours? Well, he had picked up a teenage girl who was trying to get home to her family. And hours into the trip, poor girl clearly upset. She was on the phone with her family and friends saying she's exhausted and emotional. Well, Devontae felt bad. He wanted to help, so he's giving her snacks and drinks to make her comfortable. And after talking to her parents, who agreed, he was nice enough to pay for the girl to get checked into a hotel and then offered to take her home once the roads cleared. When they did, he took her home. Family, of course, very grateful. Uber actually reimbursed him for the hotel, and he was offered a new job working with an upscale rideshare service as a lead driver. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.